by the way, David, we're not holding you responsible.
No, so, I mean, please don't take it personally.
Remember for a minute, they're saying, oh, yeah, it's enough that he's a Lotus Eater. We don't want to make him some kind of a JR as well. He's not got his own personal, you may have your own personal sump end well at the back. We don't
know. Tap there goes, oh, squeeze that.
But the Levi's thing, coming back to the story, which is plainly descriptive, how many, is there any danger, you may not know, any danger to actually going out of business?
No, definitely not. What they are going to do is to move a lot of their manufacturing plants to overseas operations.
So the Levi's won't be as good anymore?
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean,
it's not entirely true. No, all right. So when you go and buy your Rolls Royce and it's got on the back, made in Bulgaria, you think that's as good as a Rolls Royce ever was. Is that right? About that. I don't want my Levi's coming back saying, you know, made in a country with no vowels. I don't want that.
Rolls Royce belongs to Volkswagen now, so I mean...
Does it?
Yeah.
No, I see. That's it. That is why you're the financial consultant laying on a pile of cushions smoking a hookah, and I'm here having to knock myself out for 3 hours every morning. Well, no. And yourself, you got a tidy sum?
Of what?
Levi's. I'm not kind of you're a financial advisor. Whenever I see financial advisors on television or hear them on the radio, I think that must be great to be secure, to have all your pensions and your PEPs and your ICEs going on. You've got all that going on, David, haven't you?
Well, I think we all should, don't you? Because, I mean, we can't really sort of rely on the state pension anymore.
But coming back to my own res, you're right yourself. You know, without those silk cushions, you're comfortably off, aren't you?
I can't divulge that over the air.
Let's face it.
I'll say that as a yes.
All right, BBC London, then, the only radio station whose financial advisor is skint. That's not going to get us anywhere, is it?
You want your financial advisor to be rich.
Yeah, he's got bundles, don't worry. Thank you very much. That was David.